show them to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Kedoshim. That's Parak Chaf Pasuk Aleph. Vaydavar Shalom Meshalei Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Vel B'nei Yisrael Toimar and to B'nei Yisrael you shall say, Ish Ish Min B'nei Yisrael Min Agar Gar B'Yisrael, any man among B'nei Yisrael and from a ger that lives among you, Asher Yitei Mizar LeMoylech, that gives his seed, that gives his child over to Moylech, Mois Yumas, he shall die. Ama Arts Yirgamu Ba'oven, the people of the land, they shall stone him with stone. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Vel B'nei Yisrael Toimar Anoshim HaLazaris. These are the punishments for the Yisurim that we learned about in last week's parsha. We didn't learn what the punishment is. Now we're learning what the punishment of Moylech and other things are going to be. Mois Yumas Bebezin, he should be killed in Bezdin. V'min Kaich LeBezin, if Bezin isn't able to kill him, Am Aretz Misayinoi son, so everyone else should help Bezdin. Am Haaretz, Am Shebeginoi Nivres Aretz. It's the nation that because of them the world was created. Davar Acher, another understanding of the word Am Haaretz, Am Shasidim Lirash Es Haaretz Adei Mitzvus Halalu. It's the nation, it's the people that will eventually inherit this land because of these mitzvahs. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, V'ani Eten Es Panai B'Yishahu, I'm going to turn my face towards this man. I'm going to cut him off from among his nation, for he gave of his seed to Moylech, in order to sully and make impure that which is holy to me, and to desecrate my holy name. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Eten Es Panai, Pinai Shali, I'm going to turn all of my attention to this person. I'm going to turn away from all my other dealings, says Hashem, and I'm going to deal only with this man. Ba'ish, with this person, tzibor, not with an entire congregation, an entire tzibor is not going to get karis. Since it says, how do I know if he gives his grandson over to Moylech, he's going to be chayv as well? Zera Apostle 9, how do we know even if he gave over Zera Apostle, he would also be chayv? In order to mitame, make impure that which is holy to me, as Knesset Yisrael, this is referring to Klal Yisrael, Shehime Kudeshes Li, Kilshon, like it says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yichal Es Mikdashai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, V'im Halim Yalimu Ama Artes Eneim Eno Eshahu. If the people of the land are going to avert their eyes from this man, B'sita Mizar Lamaylech, when he gave over his child to Maylech, Levilti Hamas Isai, not to kill him, V'samti Ani Es Panai B'Eshahu B'Mishpachtoi, I'm going to turn my attention towards that man and his family, V'chrati Isai, I'm going to cut him off, V'ez Kol Azainim Achor of Lizna Sachar Maylech, and all those that stray after him, to stray after Maylech, Mikarva Mam, from their nation. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, V'im Halim Yalimu, why do we have to have this double lashon of if they avert their eyes, im halimu b'davar echad, if they're going to avert their eyes, if they're going to turn away in one thing, saif shehalimu b'davarim harbe, they're going to end up turning away from many things wrong that are being done. Im halimu sanhedrin ketano, if a lower level sanhedrin turns away, saif shehalimu sanhedrin gedayla, eventually even the sanhedrin gedayla is going to turn away from these things. Pasuk hein rashi v'mishpachtoi, Hashem is going to turn against the family. Amar Reb Shimon asks, v'chi mishpacha machata, what did the family do wrong? It wasn't the family, it was only this one person in the family. Elamedchel teaches you, she'en lecha mishpacha she'esh ba moiches, there isn't a family that has an unfair, unscrupulous tax collector, she'en kula meichsim, that everyone isn't considered unfair, unscrupulous tax collectors, she'kula mechapim olav, because they all cover for this one person in their family. So if one person brought the child to Moylech, everyone is guilty for that. V'chrati oisai, lama nemar, why does the pasuk say that? V'vishan emar with mishpachtoi, since it mentions his family, yachol yu kol mishpacha bikaris, you might think that the entire family gets karis, tam olam, that's why the pasuk says, oisai bikaris, he gets karis, well they call mishpacha bikaris, but not the entire family. Ela b'yisurin, the family does get punished with many surim, with many troubles and difficult things that are going to visit them because of this family member of theirs that brought their child to Moylech. This includes many other idols as well, if their avoda is similar to the avoda of Moylech, even though that's not the main avoda of this avoda zara, if this is one of the ways to serve the avoda zara, similar to the way Moylech has served, so that's also included in this iser. And the soul, the person that will turn to Ovis and Yudainim to stray after them, I shall turn my attention to that person, and I shall cut him off from his nation. V'eskadishtem, and you shall sanctify yourselves, v'yisem kedoshim, and you shall be holy, ki ani Hashem alekechem, for I am Hashem your God. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, v'eskadishtem, zu prishis avodas elilim, this is referring to separating from idol worship. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.